Are you looking for a Columbus car dealership built on tradition and trust? Buyers Auto, family-owned since 1897, offers top new and pre-owned vehicles. Visit us or shop online at buyersauto.com. Buyers Auto, driving the next generation of buyers.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
The DAA has found itself subject to an enforcement action from the local authority, that being Fingal. And Fingal has indicated that in their view, the airport is in breach of the passenger cap and that therefore they have little choice but to issue an enforcement notice telling them to get back in line with the planning requirements that currently apply. With us is Kenny Jacobs, the Chief Executive of DAA. Hard to see there are alternatives in this instance, Kenny. If you're breaking the conditions, you're breaking the conditions.
Here's Anton, and good morning to you and everybody in the Cooley Peninsula. I don't think Fingal needed to do this. They chose not to do it in previous years. The enforcement that they've served us is referring to us breaching the passenger cap in 2023. They've received a handful of complaints telling them they need to do their job as a planning authority, and that job is very important. But the consequences of this are very serious. The Irish High Court has already decided this matter and the slots regulation is complex, and they've sent it to the European Court of Justice. Fingal should have waited for that decision. They should wait for the government, who have a policy of removing the cap at Dublin Airport, and we understand legislation is coming on that, and they should have worked with us on planning. There are other alternatives available to them to be proactive, be focused on the future, be focused on protecting
jobs. You don't dispute that you are in breach.
Anton, nobody does. We're publicly communicating our monthly passenger stats, and we are going to be about 36.3 million passengers this year. The High Court has already decided that we don't control the slots process. That's what determines the passenger number. The IAA, who is the aviation regulator, controls the slot process. So there's nothing we can do to control the number of passengers in order to comply with what Fingal wants us to comply with, which is an 18-year-old planning condition. So it's pointless, but it's very serious, the action that they're taking, and it has very serious.
But you can understand, surely, Kenny, from their perspective, that it is not for the local authority to wish themselves into different legislation or different law. If the law requires you to comply with the planning conditions and you do not do it, they, as the local authority, are duty-bound to issue an enforcement notice, no?
If they live in Narnia and they live in a bubble and they refuse to consider anything other than the rule book that they have from a planning point of view, and if that's what Ireland has been reduced to from a planning perspective, then that's a very sad thing. You know, we invite them every week to come up and actually look at the airport, which is functioning better than it ever has done before, with over 36 million passengers. And they just need to wake up to the reality, come out of the bubble, and actually take an all-Ireland perspective that this is beyond just the planning rule book, and work with us. This is really, really serious now, because if this goes ahead, 7 million passengers have to come out. 30,000 jobs will be lost. That's 30,000 real jobs today will go. How do those people who work, and half of them work and vote in Fingal, how do they feel about this news? Because Fingal is taking this very serious but unnecessary action.
So finally and briefly then, Kenny, from the airport's perspective, now that you find yourself subject to this enforcement notice, how are you going to respond?
How we're going to respond is, look, there's three ways out of this. One is get planning. The second thing is we all wait for the European Court of Justice to decide. And the third thing is the government do what's in the government policy, which is remove the cap at Dublin Airport. What DAA is going to do is do what we can control. We will continue to engage and work with Fingal on the two applications that we have sitting there for months, the 36 million application and then the 40 million application, which is there for a year and a half. That's what we all need to focus on, not going back over the past. Focus on getting that 40 million application approved so that we can start building new parts of Dublin Airport that will allow us to expand.
But with all due respect, Kenny, what that essentially boils down to is, in respect of the planning notice, enforcement notice, you're going to ignore it. You're going to do nothing different than you're already doing.
No, we take it very, very seriously, because it's an enforcement. It has criminal implications in the end. So we take it very seriously. But the Irish High Court has already decided that the passenger number at Dublin is controlled by the IAA, because they control the slots process. That's gone off to the European Court of Justice. So legally, on that argument, we're very, very comfortable. We will continue to run a great airport. That's what we're doing. We will continue to receive calls. I had three US airlines call me yesterday asking me what the hell is going on in Dublin, because they're just really, really confused. This is the worst possible timing, the worst possible look for Irish aviation and Irish industry as we're looking to grow in these times of tariffs, et cetera, et cetera. So this nonsense really needs to end, but we'll focus on planning, which is the one thing we can control.
Kenny, thank you very much for your time this morning. That is Kenny Jacobs, the CEO of the DAA.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.